for a good solid year, maybe 2 years now. Whenever I imagine a scenario with you, I don't know why. After kissing and, the usual sexy groping and fondling, my mind always goes towards the hand job. Don't know why. I've actually considered trying to do a hand job audio with lube, like using my wrist or something, or using a vibrator. I mean, that's still a possibility in the back of my head, but I don't know if it's just an this like instinct to take care of you, but I just really want you to lay back, relax, and just let me jerk you off. What is so sexy about it is, you can be really candid, if it's your first time, if it's my first time giving you a hand job, I'm not going to be shy about asking you exactly how you want it. I'm actually going to have you walk me through it because by the time I'm a really good learner, I pick up things very fast. So, after a few quick tips, I'm going to be a pro, I'm telling you. And my sheer desire to succeed in the hand job is going to make it the best hand job you've ever had. Guarantee it. If you've ever had a hand job. One of the best parts about this whole scenario is I'm kind of liking the idea of me being clothed. Maybe in my bra, I don't know. But the point here is for you to enjoy this. I mean, if you want me to take my shirt off, I guess, yeah, that might make it more enjoyable for you. But you're not allowed to do any work. You're not allowed to do anything. You've just got to watch me do this or lay back and close your eyes. But you've just got to let me take over. So I'm really thinking maybe about you and your chair. I would really love to be able to kneel between your legs. And I really, really enjoy the idea of looking up at you and like teasing, like this knowing look. Oh my God, it's making me tingly now. I'm just thinking about it. Just seeing like your hunger and then anticipation, excitement. And so I really want to slowly unbutton your pants and take my time removing the belt, like hearing it, clack and feel the weight of it and just, thread it through your pants and just drop with flourish to the ground. And of course, I'm going to tease you through your boxers. I mean, that's a given. Just sort of taking it in and biting my lip and maybe licking my lips, thinking about your cock. Just straining so hard to get out. And I might try to be sexy if I feel it and try to pull down your boxers with my teeth, but that trick never works. So let's just say I use my hands. My toes are curling with excitement just thinking about it. Maybe my fingers would be dancing over that bulge to tease you. And I'm gonna ask you, where's the lube? Because I'm gonna need you to tell me how much you want me to put on. So I'm gonna need you to hand me that. And so we just crack open that top and drizzle it down. Say when. And then I think about my hands just sort of fanning out around the base, catching any drops of lube, and just like rubbing it into your belly because I'm just relishing. I'm relishing the idea. And the anticipation is really like getting me hot, like the weight, I haven't actually touched you yet without the fabric in between. So I'm an eager student. I am nothing if not eager to learn from you. I have questions for you. I want to get this right because I'm going to make you come with my hands. And I'm going to keep doing it and I'm going to get better at it until one day it's just like going to be second nature. My hands will be just as deft as yours, and basically, I imagine knowing when you're about to come just from your breathing, subtle body movements. Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Back to getting ready to touch your cock. Now, I'm thinking, obviously, I'm going to need to rub the lube on my hands too. So that'll be interesting. And you're just waiting. You are so impatient. You're just waiting for me to touch the head of your cock with my fingertips. Is that what you want me to do first? Should I start by using the pads of my fingers on the glands? Just sort of like, is that right? Is that okay? Just slightly, like circling around. Oh, I forgot to check for pre-cum. Oh my gosh, that's hot. Oh, the idea that you're leaking pre-cum. Thinking about me. That, I might have to cheat and taste it. But I won't put my mouth on your cock. I'll use my fingers and put my fingers in my mouth. And I'm just imagining you totally going wild, thinking and seeing how much I'm enjoying this, like how much I'm getting off tasting your pre-cum. You love it. Okay, so now here we are. I've got my two, I have small hands, but there's two of them. So we can cover quite a bit of surface area, I'm thinking, in a smaller amount of time than you normally would, unless you jerk off with two hands. Now, would you like me to squeeze your balls first, or should I wait and do that later? Because I'm really curious about that right now. I'm imagining myself doing this thing where I start in the middle and go outwards, like up with one hand and down with another, and gently cupping your balls. Sorry, I just get caught up thinking about that. I just want you to feel so amazing. And that really turns me on, knowing that I can make you feel good. I know it's hard. Ha ha ha. I know it's difficult, but this is about you. You just get to lay back and enjoy. I think we need to move to your couch, though, because I want to sit next to you, I think. Yeah, let's go to the couch. I want to sit next to you and try something. So, you can tell me what to do, but I think I can also learn a lot by watching your face. I'm stroking your cock. Sorry, there's my stomach. My hands all looped up. I guess what they usually do on pornos is they just sort of spiral up and down the length. Slowly at first. Well, that's how I'm going to do it. Is that okay? I'm not going to squeeze hard. I'm just going to start at the base and just slowly move all the way up. And then bring my other hand back down. Just sort of take turns with my hands. Starting at the bottom, going to the top, just slowly. Just like a nice, you know, steady rhythm. And I'm going to be studying you. Because fuck any noises that you're making, any reaction that I see coming from you. It's just sending like spasms of electricity between my legs. Like, okay, it's really hot already what I'm doing, but coupling that with being able to intimately watch your reactions as I'm sitting next to you on the couch. I want to have my face near yours so I can hear your breathing. Actually, it would be really hot for you to moan into my mouth while I'm kissing you. Can you just see it? Yeah, I want to do that. I want to be stroking your cock while I'm making out with you. Should I go faster? So hot thinking about you thrusting into my hands. Oh, the irony. My hands and my wet pussy is right here. Now I must be strong because I'm obviously thinking when I'm doing this about sinking down onto you, but we're not going there. Not right now. I should unbutton my top. You can moan into my tits. I really like that too. So alternating. I'm not sure about the logistics of such a thing, but we'll just pretend it works for our fantasy. Going back and forth between kissing you passionately, and then you burying your face between my tits while I start jerking you off progressively faster and faster. And I'm not even touching myself, and I'm moaning because this is so hot, because this turns me on so much knowing that I'm turning you on. And that makes you even more turned on. It's like this cycle. So I imagine at this point we're pretty much at a nice, steady, fast rhythm, and I'm just eagerly waiting. I'm just eagerly waiting for that fountain to explode. Because I want you to make a mess. Fuck. I hope it shoots out so fucking far and hard that it just covers my tits. Actually, that's not even, that's totally possible. So why don't I just finish you off and aim it at my tits? Because, yeah, I think that's a good idea. So, the grand finale, sinking back to my knees and looking up at you, looking into your eyes as I you see how hungry I am for it, and you just totally lose it because you know how much I want it and need it, and you just fucking shoot all over my face and my tits like ribbons of cum. Fuck. And the best part is that it's all fucking mine. And I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to be lapping that up. So how was my first hand job for you? Any tips for next time?